Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the reliance on stereotypes, too many songs offer a view of women as passive, polite, devoted, and innocent. But not always. Here are some of the others. Women on the Edge.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Most of the songs you'll hear today feature women speaking for themselves. Sometimes they face things, and sometimes they face things down. Sometimes they persist, and sometimes endure. So perhaps a way to begin is with a couple of cautionary notes about two women rather than by them. They don't tell the story, but they are its subject, and in both cases there's a price to pay. Skinny Ennis with Hal Kemp's orchestra, Two-Faced Woman, and Mary Martin, Ain't It a Shame About Maine.
In love with a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. I'm giving you a warning, you lose her in the morning. She's got another lover, she's keeping undercover. She's like the weather vane that goes with the breeze. Her disposition makes her do as she pleases. That's why they call her a two-faced woman. A little bit of wrong and a little bit of right. A little bit of day and a little bit of night. A little bit of goodness, a little bit of badness, a little bit of black and white.
Herself to blame. She can't go to the picnics in Hooligan's Grove. No corned beef and cabbage is cooked on her stove. She married Sir Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame about Maine? Ain't it a crime what she did? Sure, she's only a crazy kid. Now she has to talk fancy and eat caviar and look like those pictures in Harper's Bazaar and try to find happiness just the same. Ain't it a shame for Maine? Now she has to be social, has to go to the nightclub, has to dance like a Cuban and still act like a lady. Oh, to think that a child of Michael Grady would marry Sir Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame about me? Thank you. Now she's lost all her spark and flame. She wears sables instead of a skirt and a blouse, and has to keep shoes on when she's in the house. She married Sir Reginald, oh, what's his name? Ain't it a shame? Looks like a frame. How did he tame poor May?
From 1932, Skinny Ennis with Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's Two-Faced Woman. And from 1940, Mary Martin with Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke's Ain't It a Shame About Mame. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Being at the edge is ambiguous. It can mean a woman is about to fall apart, or it can mean she's about to burst out and leap forward. It can mean she's edgy rather than conventional, or that she's questioning rather than accepting. To be on the edge is to be filled with possibility, good and bad. So maybe the best way to begin is with an assertion that feels very much up to date, even though what this woman is proud of feels a little out of date. But isn't that the point? Whatever it is, you get to choose. Peggy Lee, I'm a Woman.
Out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the dripping can. Throw up the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman. Scrub till this old house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. If you come to me sickly, you know and I'll kiss you and give you the shivering bits. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I got a $20 gold fee, says there ain't nothing I can do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you. Cause I'm a
From 1963, Peggy Lee with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's I'm a Woman. Here's an equally assertive woman, but about different things and in a different way. She doesn't merely accept her own life. She decides how she'll live it, and she doesn't care what others think about it. Mere convention doesn't interest her. She's a truly independent woman with a sense of style and a sense of humor and some sharp elbows in the bargain. Lena Horne, The Lady is a Tramp.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never asked for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and grifted too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I miss the bull's ox ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cad. But social circles spin too fast for me. My whole bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Don't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, that's no. Hate California, it's cold and it's dank. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I get the columns and read every line. Not a fake. I like the rowing on Central Park Lake. I go to opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. I'm all alone when I lower my.
Lena Horne with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's The Lady is a Tramp. So when does it happen? When does she find herself on the edge? Is she the product of her past or its victim? If she's survived, at what price? There is something to say for getting through, and for women, given their choices and their obstacles, maybe something more. From Stephen Sondheim's 1971 score to Follies, Yvonne DiCarlo, I'm Still Here.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guessed off the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the Depression was I depressed, nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was 1.5. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno, I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers and vino, rest cures, religion and pills, but I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie tool, got through it stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school, that seems clear. Still someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black sable one day, next day it goes into hawk, but I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another slow-eyed vamp, then someone's mother, then your camp, then new career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs and I'm here. I've gotten through Hey Lady, Aren't You Who? Better yet, sorry, I thought you were Who's this? Whatever happened to her? Good times and fun times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Lush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've run the gamut, A to Z.
Yvonne DiCarlo, I'm Still Here. When does it happen? Sure. But how does it happen? When have you had enough? When does an accident kick in with such force that it turns into serendipity? When does mere good behavior crumble and the result feels so good you try again? An ordinary life suddenly veers off in another direction as Kristen Chenoweth sings The Girl in 14G.
Just moved in to 14G, so cozy, calm, and peaceful. Heaven for a mouse like me, with quiet by the leaseful. Pets are banned, parties too, and no solicitations. Window seat with garden view, a perfect nook to read a book. I'm lost in my Jane Austen when I hear say it isn't so, not the flat below. From an opera wannabe in 13G, a matinee of some cantata, Wagner's Ring and Traviata. First night in 14G, I'll put up with Puccini, brew myself a cup of tea, crochet until she's feeny. 8:30, not a peep except the clock tick-tocking. Now I lay me down to sleep, a comfy bed to rest my head, a stretch, a yawn, I'm almost gone then.
Do we wa do ta do do spilly board or flip la 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 la.
Now the girl upstairs wakes me unawares, blowing down from 15G her reveille. She's got answers a cappella.
Zoop doo doo door. Zoop doo doo door.
I'm not one to raise my voice, make a fuss or speak my mind, but might I query, would you mind if, could you kindly stop? That felt good. Stop! 13, 15, 14, she a most unlikely trio. Not quite three-part harmony. All day, all night, we're singing.
Kristen Chenoweth with Janine Tesori and Dick Scanlon's The Girl in 14G. Things are in flux in these songs. You look back or forward, to the past for inspiration or verification, to the future for opportunity. A young woman envies Cleopatra and wants to be like her. The song sounds engaging and lighthearted, but listen to the words. Cleopatra keeps bumping off the men she sleeps with, and this up-to-date young woman envies her. She longs for a way to solve her problems in Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's Cleopatra.
In days of old, beside the Nile, a famous queen there dwelt. Her clothes were few, but full of style, her figure slim and svelte. On every man that wandered by, she pulled the Theta Bara eye. And everyone observed with awe that her work was swift, but never raw. I'd be like Cleopatra if I could have my way. Each man she met, she went and kissed, and she dozens on her waiting list. Wish that I had lived there beside the pyramid. For a girl today don't get the scope that Cleopatra did. And when she tired, as girls will do, of Bill or Jack or Jim, the time had come, his friends all knew, to say goodbye to him. She couldn't stand by any means reproachful, stormy farewell scenes. To such coarse stuff she would not stoop, so she just put poison in his soup. When out with Cleopatra, men always made their wills. They knew there was no time to waste when the gumbo had that funny taste. They'd take her hand and squeeze it. They'd murmur, "Oh, you kid," but they never liked to start to feed till Cleopatra did. She'd dance new dances now and then, the sort that make you blush. Each time she did them, scores of men got injured in the rush. They'd stand there gaping in a line and watch her agitate her spine. It simply used to knock them flat when she went like this and then like that.
Oh, me!
And dancing Cleopatra was always on the spot. She gave these poor Egyptian ginks something else to watch beside the Sphinx. Mark
Antony admitted that what first made him skid was the wibbly wobbly wiggly dance that Cleopatra did.
Maria Jett, Cleopatra. Watching a conventional life fall apart can be terrifying, funny, and hopeful. You have to throw away a lot to find something you hope you can replace it with. A first-grade teacher decides not to marry and sticks with it, even though she's already taught 207-year-olds named Kevin. But then she breaks free, at least on weekends. In Boston, she discovers a subterranean world in which she renames herself. Be advised, the song has one sharp four-letterism. As Joan Morris sings, Tamara, Queen of the Nile.
For 10 years now, I've taught the first grade. At least 200 boys named Kevin. For 10 years now, I've been quite well paid to converse with people who are 7. I have decided not to marry. Why would I choose to live alone? It isn't Tom or Dick or Harry. It's the thought of having children here at home. Having elected to be unconnected, I am expected to be proper and prim. But my breasts are full and round. They don't point yet at the ground. My waist is trim and slim. And brim is fucking grim. So I developed an alternative lifestyle. Every Friday afternoon I drive to Boston, 200 miles. In Boston I get lost in my subterranean lifestyle. Schizophrenia is my cup of tea. I want to be the two of me. Miss Johnson, whose wit and grace and style disarms the most recalcitrant juvenile. And tomorrow at the hot Sahara.
From 1986, Joan Morris and William Bolcom with Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's Tamara, Queen of the Nile. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. More and more as the 20th century passes and women become more independent, sex plays an increasingly important role in their stories and their songs. Although the lyrics were indirect because of the standards of the time, they were suggestive in ways that made their intent unmistakable. These women lived independently and on their own terms, and did it largely through sex. Kim Criswell with Cole Porter's Katie Went to Haiti, and Carol Lee with Ida Cox's Wild Women Don't Have the Blues.
Katie died at 80, they buried her in state. For a man don't never be on the square. Cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep them working hard for me both day and night. Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. And the way of my own. When my man starts kicking, I make him find another home. Get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night. Go home and kick my man out if he don't act right. Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. Now looky here, you never get nothing by being an angel child. You better change your ways, come on and get real wild. I'm gonna tell you something, wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind that really get by. Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues.
Kim Criswell, Katie Went to Haiti, and Carol Lee, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. To be a woman in the first half of the 20th century and to live without apology was an accomplishment. Certainly things changed for women. The new woman of the early years, the flapper of the 20s, the independent working woman in the movies of the Great Depression, and Rosie the Riveter during the war. But then women returned to their traditional roles, more or less, and stayed there until the social upheavals of the 60s. The assertive women in these songs begin in the 30s and wind up in the 60s, from the push to the payoff. Ethel Merman starts in 1932 with Richard A. Whiting and Buddy De Silva's Edie Was a Lady.
Life was merry,
though her life was merry.
very dignified and stately. She could take her talk and cram it with a hell or with a damn it. Damn it, she was still a perfect lady. There really is no moral to my story. Poor Edie has long since gone to her glory. She still lays in her grave so cold and Edie was a lady,
though her past was shady,
Edie had class,
with a capital J.
Edie was a lady, Edie was a lady, Edie was a lady,
though her life was merry,
she had Savoir Ferry, lots of Savoir Ferry. Edie did things
in the ladylike way.
Edie was a lady, Edie was a lady, Edie was a lady. When it came to clothes, she was the worst one. Everything she wore was just right. Edie always used to be the first one in the bathtub Saturday night. Oh, Edie was a lady.
Edie was a lady.
Ask P.I. O'Grady.
Not P.I. O'Grady.
Edie had class. She was classy. Edie was a lady, though her past was shady. Ask P.I. O'Grady.
Ethel Merman, Edie Was a Lady. These songs tell the stories of lives. Each one engages in poetic license to spin a good yarn. But they feel true. These women lived tough lives and bounced around. They never accomplished much, but they lived as fully as they could. Edie offers a biography courtesy of old friends giving her a send-off, while Elsie draws the line in the sand for herself. John Kander and Fred Ebb wrote Cabaret in 1966, but set it in Berlin in 1931. Sally Bowles is self-absorbed, amoral, drawn to the decadent life. But she's also a creature of momentary delights and sexual passion. Men lust for her and confuse it with love. She lives on her own terms, even if it means the world will sweep her away. From the original Broadway production of Cabaret, Jill Hayworth tells the story of Elsie in the title song.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away.
have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, I made my mind.
Jill Hayworth, Cabaret. This song indulges in the purest hyperbole. Rita Hayworth first sang it in the 1946 movie Gilda. It was shot in black and white, and Hayworth did a modified striptease wearing a strapless, low-cut black gown. It's one of the movie's iconic erotic moments. But the song itself is comic, an over-the-top celebration of just how hot Mame is. If you have any doubts, ask the good folks of Chicago and San Francisco. Rita Hayworth, dubbed by Anita Ellis, put the blame on Mame.
At first, I thought I was just dreaming it. I've been hearing her voice in my sleep for nights anyway. Then I realized,
when Mrs. O'Leary's kicked the ladder in Chicago town. They say that started the fire that burned Chicago down. That's the story that went around. But here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on me. But here's the real lowdown. the blame on me, boy. Put the blame on me. Name gave a chump such an ice cold no. For 7 days they shoveled snow. So you can put the blame on me, boy. Put the blame on me.
Having laid out the stories of these women, and in most cases having let them speak for themselves, let me end with a question. The choices are clear and direct because the time for action has come. Do you want to be a lady or earn a reputation shady? A song that lays out the choices in a series of questions, and always you get to choose. Joan Morris, Does It Pay to Be a Lady?
I put it up to you as fair, impartial judges. The time for action has come. Should we be butterflies or playing domestic drudges? Should we be dutiful and made to hum? Or simply beautiful and not so dumb? I ask you, does it pay to be a lady? Or to be a slow one that no one will touch? I ask you, does a reputation shady ever get a lady in Dutch? Be good and in the poorhouse, suffer from inattention, or make your house look like an Elks convention. I ask you, does it pay to be a lady? And if it does, it doesn't pay much. I ask you, does it pay to be a lady? Or let someone keep you from storm and from strife? I ask you, does a dime from Mr. J.D. Rockefeller keep you for life? Should girls get round-shouldered cooking while he's a-drinking, or get round-shouldered stepping into a Lincoln? I ask you, does it pay to be a lady? It does if you're a bootlegger's wife.
Joan Morris with Vincent Heumann's Edward Eliscue and William Rose's Does It Pay to Be a Lady? The women in these songs refused to sit back and be waited on, elevated, adored, and diminished. They make their own way in the world, but they're strong enough never to lose their sense of humor. Andrew Crouch is the engineer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.